Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. I know what you've been waiting for, and you know what you've been waiting for too. Let's hope they cross over. What I think you've been waiting for is some merch from The Last Post. Merch is short for merchandise in the industry. We call it the ind. We don't. If you want some Last Post merch, we have done an exclusive promotional deal with the Rock/Island 2020 presidential campaign to bring you some campaign t-shirts. Rock/Island 2020. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on the merch button to buy our merch or merchandise if you're not in the ind.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 15th of October of the year 2020. Celebrations today including Global Hand Washing Day, the celebration of Pontius Pilate, and Global Hand Dirtying Day. So do them in whichever order you see fit. Your guest today on the podcast is Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I've just got my latest reading. I'm 74% well, which doesn't sound great, but actually when people say they're fine, they're generally overstating things generally. So fine is really anything between 55 and 70%. So actually I'm better than fine. Really well is 80% plus. And when if you hear anyone saying, you know, tip-top 100%, they're obviously lying because, we're all just on the long, slow bobsled run to the merciful chasm of nothingness, Alex, aren't we?
Yeah. Today you'll be bringing us all the latest in good news as our top story.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot about that. No, I'm just getting it all out before we get to that.
But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, after the recovery of Alexei Navalny post-nerve agent poisoning, doctors and scientists have suggested that the attack on him was motivated by an originating poll of Russian people that was run by the Kremlin, that people secretly believe Navalny is objectively hotter than Putin and that he would probably look better on a horse. Navalny has made a statement that he will not get an unflattering haircut to protect himself. So some real political bravery there. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson has announced a plan to have all homes in the UK powered by wind by 2030. When asked how he'll achieve it, he said, "By blowing on them, you idiot. I'm a dragon." He then left the meeting by walking through the wall of Westminster Castle. And scientists at the prestigious Yale-Yed Science Academy of Technology are studying whether it is vaccines or television that are at the root of the American incapacity to understand illness or poverty, or worse, both, as anything other than an indication of moral weakness. So we're going to look for some results there. And that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, and this week, a special baby ad section. Hey, Jimmy, why are you holding so many things in your hands? Well, Bags are for women, but I don't have enough pockets in my cargo pants to put it all in. Wow, Jimmy, you're a f***wit. Try Ultimate Cargo Pants. What? What are they? Ultimate Cargo Pants is where we just staple a shipping vessel to your butt. Ultimate Cargo Pants, the pants for men. And if you like Ultimate Cargo Pants, you'll love our Man-Dad Tactical Baby Gear, the full-spectrum weaponized baby carrier which has room for 8 grenades and your child. Made from rough masculine fabric and bricks, the Man-Dad Tactical Baby Gear will allow you to nurture your child without looking like you have emotions. It's incredibly uncomfortable and has passed no safety inspections. Cool, right? Be a man. I mean, the manliest thing is to have no baby at all, but if you do have one, be manly while you're doing it. And if you have a baby, it's likely you're neglecting your self-care. You haven't washed in a week and all you've eaten are fistfuls of things that your baby has spat out. If you're worried that you'll die of neglect, try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, the first step in a self-care regime that you're too tired to complete.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's your ad section for today.
The last post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today is good news news. Andy Zaltzman, what's the good news?
Well, I mean, there's lots of things to cling to if you're looking for shafts of light in an apparently unremittingly dark universe. Because
I'm always looking for shafts of something.
It's
a mining joke, not a sex joke.
That's good. No, that's fine. I mean, Hitler, he used to refer to his willy as mine shaft. Too soon.
It's very either or.
So there are some, you know, there's a lot of things that we can be optimistic about, because including the fact that optimism is actually reduced by 24% this year, which is something to be optimistic about, because optimism generally leads to disappointment. So the fewer people are optimistic, the more positive we can be about the future, ironically. And it's a kind of self-balancing cycle, which just, you know, one keeps going up and the other keeps coming down. So it'll just, you know, balances out over the course of eternity. But there are some exciting things, particularly from scientific developments. Obviously, science is ploughing forward as society ploughs backwards at the moment. Scientists have discovered that flowers are immune to COVID. No one knows why. It could be something to do with petals. So it could be that instead of wearing face masks, we start wearing petals by the end of the year, just like giant artificial petals. We don't know if there's a causal link between the virus not affecting flowers and it being petals. But, you know, why not give it a go? The first vegan-friendly chicken is apparently less than 5 years away. The bird has been created in a laboratory using the DNA of lettuce blended with an egg. It will grow in the ground and then on hatching will be programmed to roost in the vegetable patch until it's ready to voluntarily roast itself, thus removing any ethical issues from chicken eating. So that's exciting. I'd say that's it. Wouldn't you say that's exciting news?
That's incredibly exciting news. I'm so pleased that they worked through the glitch that had the chicken lettuce hybrids just scream in agonized pain until they self-combusted. So I'm glad they've moved through that.
Yeah. Well, you know, these things take time. Another thing that's quite hopeful, Jupiter, the renowned planet, might not be as uninhabitable as previously thought. It's widely assumed to be a gas giant with an unbreathable atmosphere made up of 90% hydrogen and 10% helium. But new research has shown that Jupiter is actually largely made up of idyllic rural countrysides with rolling hills, lovely fields and numerous appealing picnic spots. So that could be an escape route for humanity. You just have to deal with the massive amount of gravity there that does make picnicking very difficult. I mean,
but it does make it more hard for the ants to carry away your sandwiches, right?
It does, but it's quite hard to pick up your pork pie if it weighs as much as it would. More exciting news, potential ceasefire in the culture wars. This is very exciting because of tearing humanity apart at the moment. Leaders of all sides have met for secret talks brokered by the United Nations. There is potentially, apparently, some compromise in the pipeline on who is allowed to be offended by other people being offended when you are offensive towards them. There's still quite a lot to be thrashed out in terms of the detail of that. And the International League of Reactionaries is also unwilling to reduce the number of massively generalised assumptions about all young people that it's allowed to make reporters' facts and then cling to despite contrary evidence. But these things will hopefully be worked through. You can't just rush an agreement, particularly in a long-running conflict like this. You know, you don't want to rush into a... You know, we don't want a social Versailles, do we, where we just, you know, apparently solve things, but then they flare up even worse, you know, just a couple of decades later. So, but anyway, some hope that the culture wars could lead to some kind of cultural peace. I don't know how the reparations are going to work. That's never easy. Well, science, as I say, is fighting back against the wave of fake news and politically concocted scepticism by allowing all scientific journals to publish false articles with made-up research. So up to 50% of scientific journals are now allowed to be bullshit. And it's quite fun to try and pick which is which from stories. I've just got a copy of this week's World Science magazine. I'm not sure which are true and which aren't. That's the thing with science, because so much of scientific research, you think, well, why the f*** is anyone bothered finding that out? And what possible use is that to humanity, alongside all the things like curing diseases and solving the energy crisis? But, I mean, this sweets are good for your health and can extend life by 13 years. Is that real science? I don't know. Birds are genetically resistant to gravity. Wings are functionally useless and largely for show. They're an evolutionary relic, very much like the human appendix. Scientist who claimed to have discovered immortal fish admits it might just have been another fish that looked like a fish he saw as a child. Ancient Romans couldn't do chicken impressions. That's an interesting... They found they didn't have... The shoulders of ancient Romans, possibly because of the weight of the armour they used and the muscles built up in learning to do the tortoise formation, meant that they couldn't flap their arms like chickens.
I saw some science news the other day, which was that the very well-known group of knights were actually entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley, and it's a mistranslation. They're actually the knights who say N equals one.
That's it. I mean, seriously, we're all learning. We're learning about the world. Here's another one. Willpower-powered domestic oven can bake a potato in just 4 minutes. And researchers confirm water is in fact wet, because there's a lot of scepticism over, you know, people think it's an etymological thing, is water wet? But actually, water does become saturated with itself, so it is wet. It doesn't just make things, it makes things wet, but it is also itself wet. So I'm glad we've cleared that up.
It's important. It's difficult times for science now. A lot of ethical questions about studies that were done in the past, including the extremely objectionable one about what will and won't a bear shit on and will it shit on the Pope.
Yeah.
That was a lot of trouble.
Yes. I mean, it very much depends who's holding the Pope down, to be honest, and whether or not this curious but necessary research is taking place in the woods or not. Rugby union, I was turned to sport for optimism, Alice. Rugby union has become the first sport to launch a top-level international tournament for people who've never played before. It's a cost-saving measure. With the crisis cutting incomes to sports, rugby is bypassing its costly professional players, and instead, international matches will summons ordinary members of the public to play for their countries using a military conscription-style system. The new IRB chairman, Field Marshal Scravington Slatteridge, explained that it worked in world wars, and each country will have a week to train up its recruits before the big matches. So I think that'll be a lot more interesting, because in many ways international sport is very prejudiced, isn't it? I mean, we try to reduce prejudice in the world. It's very prejudiced against people who aren't very good at sport by, you know, being sort of sealing itself off as, you know, rather elitist arena only for the gifted and committed. And, you know, we need to make the world more equal, I think. And finally, Hollywood. Some good news from Hollywood, because, you know, the film industry and the cinema industry has been under huge pressure, and it's announced a cost-saving measure. The latest statistics show that 98% of all Hollywood films are remakes or sequels, so they're simply going to start re-releasing the originals, but with slightly new names, and this could save cinema, frankly.
I mean, that sounds good.
It would also make the sequels a lot better, because generally sequels are massively disappointing. So if you just put out the original again, you've got a film that's at least as good as the original.
It's got everything you loved about the original.
Exactly. Which is the point. So rather than making a worse version, or a, you know, cynically, commercially cynical spin-off, just put out the same one again and everyone's going to be happier. I mean, it's been staring us in the face all this time, Alice. I can't believe it's taken us so long to realise.
I mean, that is some very good news, Andy.
Yeah, it is. There's this. I don't know. So I found lots of good news for you.
Thank you. That's all the time we have for your top story today. And we do not have time for letters to the editor, because instead of letters to the editor, I'm going to tell you to buy some shit. We have merch, which is the Rock/Island 2020 campaign merch. We found a box of it that had fallen off the back of a truck. It's extremely limited edition, and you can find it on thebuglepodcast.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're in the other dimension, do share us around with your social media, your friends, or your enemies, depending on your sense of self and purpose in the world. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I've got a new TV series called Best Thing Ever, in which we try to find out what is the best thing ever, because a lot of people make these claims. Well, this is the best thing ever. But we're going to actually work it out using a knockout system. We're going to have a 10-round knockout, which involves a short list of 1,024 things. And in each episode, we put one of those things up against another of the 1,024 things that we've chosen might be the best thing ever, until we eventually have a winner in the final. So the first four shows over the next month, we've got tennis versus clarinets, cucumbers or communism, chairs or walking, and water against hope. You know, it's because it's quite hard to compare these things, unlike with unlike, but I hope this show will finally come to some resolution. And, you know, we might even get a classic final, we don't know.
Yeah, apples and oranges has nothing on this shit. I mean, yeah. They're both fruit.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that they're in many ways quite an easy thing to compare, despite the people constantly saying that they're not.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's ALITERATIVE. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life, which you would then be supporting with your subscription. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His subordinate producer is the eminently powerful Ped Hunter. And as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.